Nine provinces, South African stories, people's voices. EWN's Elections 2024 starts now.
We, of course, have been covering the state of the nation, the real state of the nation, you might argue. Our Eyewitness News reporters across the length and breadth of the country, really gauging a sense of what people are thinking and feeling as we head to the 7th general elections. And it's time to focus on the Northern Cape. We've been to KZN, we've been to the Free State, the Eastern Cape, the Northwest, and so on. And the turn of the Northwest meant that Eyewitness News ace reporter Bernadette Wicks went to go and see for herself. Bernadette, thank you so much for your time this morning. Perhaps before we get into the specific areas you went to, give me a broad sense of what you observed, what you saw in the Northern Cape. Is this a province on the move?
Well, it was a really interesting trip for me because I have to say it's actually the one province in South Africa that I've never been to. So I really went there with completely fresh eyes. And when I was speaking to colleagues about it, I have to say that a lot of them were coming from the same place. You know, it is this big province that a lot of us never really go to. Really, I found that a lot of the issues that are facing the rest of South Africa are, of course, very prevalent in the Northern Cape, things like water issues, things like unemployment issues. It is a really interesting province in terms of the fact that they have these really kind of unique communities. So one of the communities I spent time with was the San Clem community. I spent a little bit of time in Oranje, which was also quite an interesting experience. And they had a lot of really interesting niche communities that you don't find in other parts of the country. So it was a really interesting trip. But at the end of the day, it's a part of South Africa, the same issues, the same challenges facing these communities.
Let's talk about Oranje. I mean, I think one of the things that people will find difficult to swallow is how it is 30 years into democracy, we can have, as you say, a niche community that is specifically designed to really only cater for one racial group in South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, really, I have no other words to describe it except quite a mind-blowing experience for me. You know, I was born in the late 80s, but I have absolutely no recollection of apartheid. I started school in 1995. So going to a place where really, I think we saw one person of color walking around the town during the afternoon that we were there was a very kind of eerie, strange, out of the norm experience for me. I agree. It's completely mind boggling that this place still exists 30 years into democracy. You know, I must say that I went there with my colleague, Kaylee Morgan, who is a person of color, and we were both treated very nicely. But of course, we were there on a media tour, and when we did speak to people in sort of the neighboring communities, people of color in the neighboring communities, after we'd been there, what they said quite bluntly to us was, well, of course, they treated you nicely. They knew you were coming. And so what the image that they put out of Oranje is that, you know, they reject this idea that it's a throwback to apartheid. They absolutely reject the idea that they are a racist community. They maintain that they are simply trying to preserve their Afrikaans culture. But like I say, when you speak to people in the neighboring communities, when you go there and you look at their flag, which is in the same colors as the old South African flag, when you see these busts that they've of former apartheid presidents that were torn down after 1994 and that have been salvaged and put back there, it's really hard to escape the message that those kinds of things send. But what was interesting was that I expected to go there and find this community that was shrinking sort of the further we got into our democracy, and that wasn't the case. What we were told is that there are apparently 3,000 residents in Oranje now, and at these rates they expect to get to 10,000 within the next decade, which was quite shocking for me.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what it might feel like to be in a place like Oranje at an election time. Are there posters? Are there posters of a number of political parties? What is the mood there in terms of the voting thinking and choices?
Yeah, so I found it quite interesting that what we were told by the community's leaders is that when it comes to national elections, they obviously, everyone in South Africa has a right to vote, and they don't tell people they can or can't vote. But what they say is a lot of the community chooses not to vote because they don't agree with the with the system that the rest of the country kind of adheres to. When it comes to municipal elections, they really don't vote at all because they have this idea that they are their own private municipality and they don't want anyone to interfere with them, and they say they're not going to interfere with anyone else along those lines. But really, as we head into elections, there were a couple of posters. I must say the only ones that I saw were Freedom Front Plus posters while we were actually in Oranje. But there's not sort of a lot of the same buzz that you see in other parts of the country, because this community does kind of separate themselves from the elections. And so while the rest of the country really is gearing up for these elections, it's not such a big thing there.
Gosh, you went to a number of other communities, of course, including people in Campbell who still use bucket toilets and pit latrines for their ablutions. You also spoke to communities who say they are ignored, even though they are the first inhabitants of Southern Africa. And if you want to get an extensive sense of Bernadette Wicks's reporting, you can go to our Eyewitness News app. That's also available, by the way, on Prime Media Plus. You can see video footage of the places she went to go and visit, get a sense of a place like Oranje. But I think it's extraordinary that we still allow a race-based enclave like Oranje, a niche community, as they are called, specifically designed for one racial group. And of course, now we know there are calls for even more of that kind of thing. And yet, surely you would think 30 years into democracy, every South African should be able to live or visit anywhere in the country.